Thank you for joining us today with the Living Savior Ministries. This is an ongoing teaching. We will be giving you full information at the end of the program, how to get this in its entirety, and all these teachings are free and postpaid. If you'll just contact us, we'll tell you how to get these things. So now then, let's go right on into the teaching.
Now what's he doing? Teaching. Wonder what he's teaching. He's teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom. What does the word gospel mean? Good news, okay. He's preaching, teaching in church and preaching the good news of the kingdom and healing how many? All manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. Now, I want us to think about a minute. You know, I don't know how many times I've read these things. And you read them and you read them and you read them. And you really come back one day. And then you begin to do what this brother here was telling me. You know, like Paul prayed in Ephesians 1 and 3. Father, in Jesus' name, give them revelation, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of the gospel. If he's teaching and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, what is that? What is the gospel? Think about that. What is the gospel? You know what I've said a million times in my life? You know what I've said the gospel was? The gospel is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. But no, no, no. The gospel of the kingdom, that's not it. Jesus is not talking about his death, burial, and resurrection. Nobody even knows he come to die on the cross yet. In fact, he didn't tell his own people till right near the end. Then he told them not to tell nobody. So he wasn't preaching that, was he? So what was he preaching? He was preaching the good news of the gospel of the kingdom. What in the world is the good news of the kingdom? He went about preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and then after he's preaching or teaching the good news of the kingdom, he's healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. All of these things. You know what the gospel of the kingdom is? What was the original good news when God made man and put him on the earth? What was the good news he told man and woman to do? What did he say go do? Take dominion. Rule over the earth. That's dominant. You know, I mean, be in control. Control this thing. I've given it to you. Technically speaking, man had been given total dominion and power over the earth. And here today, we got people in church that's sick and afflicted because they've not found the keys of the kingdom. I mean, when the devil comes upon one of us, I think about my own lovely bride. Back there the other day, I went into the bathroom, and she's standing there looking at a thing on her chest, right here under her neck. She says, "Get that off of me now, in the name of Jesus." You know what? You know, if a little tumor or a little cancer grows up right here on the average woman today, what does the average Christian woman do? Oh, my goodness. Comes in and says, "Honey, look at this thing on me. You got to take me to the doctor. You got to make me an appointment. I got to get down there. Oh, this thing's probably going to increase in size," and she's shaking. Is that true? Sure. But not mine. She knows I am her priest. And she knows I have a direct line to the king. And if you've got a direct line to the king, and whatever you bind on earth or whatever you loose on earth has been given to you as a priest, direct communication to the Father through the blood of Jesus, we ought to take that Hebrews 4:16 and just jump right up in Daddy's lap and say, "Daddy, that devil's trying to put a thing on my wife's neck right there, and I ain't tolerating that beast in the name of Jesus." Is that what we should do? Say, "You devil of hell, I reached up, put my hand on that thing. I said, you devil of hell, in the name of Jesus, get out, and you're gone, and you are not coming back in Jesus' name. Somebody said, well, Thurman, don't you want to pray to ask God to take that thing off? Did God put it on there? Huh? Who put that thing on there? Of course he did. The devil did. The devil put that on there. And if I am a son of God and he's given me the keys of the kingdom and he told me whatever you bind on earth should be bound in heaven, whatever you loose on earth should be loosed in heaven, then what does he expect me to do? He expects me to exercise the power he's given me in his name and kick that thing off of my wife. And that thing left. Guarantee it left. Now we have a man right here in this church that came here and he asked me, he had a tumor on his leg and he had already removed it one time himself. He's a doctor. And it came back and it came back bigger. And then he came to church and asked me to pray over it. And I prayed over it. And 6 weeks later he come back. And I hadn't seen him for 6 weeks. When he come back, I remembered it. I said, oh, I prayed over that tumor on your leg. I said, did it go away? He said, it went away this week. I said, well, what did you do? He said, that little tumor got bigger and bigger every day. And I kept thinking, should I take this thing off again or what? He said, no, God, I want you to take it off. But he said, one day I was out there and one of my big prize bulls, he raised bulls, and he said, one of my big bulls got to fighting with another one in a lot where it had been raining a lot, and they were really down in the mud deep, and one of them hit the other and broke one of them's leg. And now that big, expensive bull is nothing but hamburger meat. So he said, and I forgot a tractor in there and got him out, got him where I could put him in a trailer, take him down to the meat packing plant, and I'm muddy from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. I go in the house to take a shower, and said, I strip all my clothes off, start to walk in the shower, and I look down and said, I already know that's the devil that just killed that bull. I know that's that beast that's causing them bulls to fight. I start to walk in that shower, and I look down on that leg, and there's that big old tumor. And he said, I reached out, and I slapped that tumor just as hard as I can and said, you devil of hell, you're going to take that thing off too in the name of Jesus. And guess what? It came off. It came off. See, let me explain something to you right now that you need to learn. You don't have to pray for healing. It's already been given to you by our Heavenly Father through what His Son, Jesus Christ, did for us on the cross. But it will be a war or a great battle taking it away from the devil with it is written. But when you get a hold of this, just like again, Cheryl, my wife, is one of my best teaching tools. I mean, she had a fire burning in her stomach. She prayed over for 2 days and couldn't get rid of it. And then she woke me up at 2 o'clock in the morning. She said, honey, you got to pray for me. I said, what's wrong with you? She said, I have a burning fire in the lower part of my stomach. And she said, I said, how long you had it? She said, about 2 days. I said, why didn't you ask me to pray for you a lot sooner than this? Well, she said, well, I was trying to get it done myself. I said, woman, you're in total rebellion against God. She said, what do you mean? I said, what, honey, what did you not understand when the Lord told you to submit to your husband in all things? I said, you're not to go directly to the Father when you need prayer. You're my wife. You are to come to me, and you and I are to go, and I'm to present your case to the Father in the name of Jesus. And I said, when I do that, then He will heal you. She said, well, I didn't know that. I said, repent. She said, Lord, I'm sorry. Now see, that's a good woman. She's listening. She repented. I reached under the cover and laid my hand right there on her stomach and I said, you devil of hell, you're out of here right now in the name of Jesus. Bam, she was instantly healed. How much power and authority do we have over the devil? All. Isn't that something? Behold, Luke chapter 10, verse 19 and 20, one of my favorite verses. Behold, I give unto you power or authority to tread on the devil and his demons. All power is given to you over him. He shall in no wise hurt you. Nevertheless, Rejoice not in this, that the evil spirits have to be subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your name is written in heaven. Is that an awesome scripture? Listen to that again. Behold, I, Jesus, give unto you, put your name right there, man or woman, I give unto you power or authority to trample or to tread on the devil and his demons. All power is given to you over them. They shall in no wise hurt you. Nevertheless, rejoice not that those evil spirits have to be subject to you, but rather rejoice because your name's written in heaven. You are possessor as a son or a daughter of a kingdom of heaven. You are a possessor of these great and mighty promises, and they belong to you. So when the devil tries to come upon you to make you sick or to put a pain or a symptom upon you, you just kick him out. People go around praying, "Oh God, if it be your will you please heal me?" I mean, did you know when I finally got to the point where I could pray that kind of a prayer in the Baptist church, I prayed a long time and I never saw an answer to prayer. Not one. Not one. But when I learned what was mine and that I had the keys of the kingdom, then when I can walk up and do things right, then I can walk up and lay my hands on a woman like this right here and say, "You devil of hell, leave her in the name of Jesus." And her back's instantly healed. I mean, instantly healed. Her back was. And then we asked the Lord over time to restore everything, because I didn't know everything. I didn't know that she had a brain tumor. I didn't know she had an arm kept going out. I didn't know her hip went out. I didn't know she had allergies. I didn't know all those things. All I knew is she had a bad back for 30 years and she'd been in excruciating pain. That's where we were attacking. And we drove that devil out that day. And she got instantly healed. But then when she saw that healing, now then she realizes she don't have to have none of this junk. I mean, she don't have to have the brain tumors. She don't have to have this arm keeps going out. Don't have to have that hip that keeps going out. Don't have to have them allergies or nothing. But it's a war, and we're going to kick that beast out, right? And now you don't have none of those things.
We're going to have to stop right there on the teaching today, but we'll start right there tomorrow where we left off. If you'll join us again at the same time tomorrow, these teachings are all free and postpaid. This is all about the keys of the kingdom of God and how they work. And if you'll give us a call and ask for the keys of the kingdom, we'll be happy to send this teaching to you on CD or DVD. They are free and postpaid. Call us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Also, you can contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. And there you can order these teachings free and postpaid. Praise the Lord. Remember, Jesus Christ is Lord of Lords.